say what? Yeah, we have a fair prize. Let me see what I have here. $10. It's a $10 gift certificate to the Tuscarawas County Cattlemen's. Get some hamburgers or hot dogs. Hamburgers, hot dogs. Beer guy.
You do that really well.
I know. I once used to do that.
No, and you didn't.
When it was Jacob's Field, yeah, I really did.
You were...
No, that's a lie. I made that up. We'll go to the text line right now. Keyword is fair. Include your name. I know there's different ways to spell fair. We're talking the Tuscarawas County Fair. F-A-I-R. Figured I would specify. I'll pick a lucky winner. They'll get $10 as a gift certificate to the Tuscarawas County Cattlemen's for the fair. Of course, we're leading you up to the fair. Wednesday, September the 19th is that big Rodney Atkins show. Now, Michelle, I'm sure you've heard because you work here and you listen. But all those folks who enter to win prizes on our airwaves, or those folks who are the lucky winners, and all those people who purchase their tickets for the Rodney Atkins show now through August the 10th are entered to win that meet and greet with Rodney Atkins the night of the show. Get your picture taken with them. Throw it up on your MySpace account. Do whatever you want to do that night.
MySpace.
As you guys will be meeting Rodney Atkins, one lucky person will, probably you and a guest. Once again, to get in on that, it's everybody who registers to win a prize with us during our fair prize blitz, or if you win, and if you purchase your tickets to see Rodney Atkins live at the fair, Wednesday, September the 19th. Get your tickets now. Before they are gone. Before there's no mo.
No mo.
Hey, what's the deal with people stealing animals and messing with animals? I have three stories here. What? One from our very own state in Niles near the Youngstown area. Wasn't there a president born in Niles?
I think you're right, actually.
I can't remember which one. There's
Hold on, let me find it. Only been
eight from the Buckeye State, so tough for me to narrow it down. But anyway, get this. Two folks walk into a pet store in Niles, Ohio. Which one was it?
William McKinley.
McKinley was born in Taft. In Niles. Sorry, excuse me.
Are you thinking President Taft?
He wasn't born in Canton?
I don't think so. There's a big old picture right here of William McKinley.
I just went to the McKinley Museum yesterday. Two days ago.
National McKinley birthplace is Niles, Ohio.
Cray cray. Well, cray, his cray. Final resting place is right there in Canton. But anyway, back to this fish tank heist, okay? All right, dudes walk into, or they break into a pet store and they steal a fish tank. Police got word of it. We're looking for the suspects who stole the fish tank. Well, it was easy to spot them. You know why? Well, they were on a motorcycle.
Idiots.
So you're on a motorcycle, you steal a fish tank. You think, you know, you're going to get away scot-free. Oh, this is a foolproof plan. No way they'll catch us. Well, they were indeed spotted. When they were spotted, passenger on the motorcycle jumped off, broke the fish tank. He took off. I don't know if they found that man or not. But then they went on a chase with that motorcycle, okay? So after a few minutes, they sort of lost sight of the motorcycle, maybe down a residential street. So a police officer rolling down residential street sees a motorcycle, thinks it is the motorcycle in question, then sees a gentleman in the backyard, strangely pretending to prune a tree. It was, yes, that individual who stole the fish tank, pretending to do some gardening, messing with his trees. Freeze! And indeed, he didn't go anywhere and busted just like that. In the great fish tank heist in Niles, Ohio.
The great fish tank
2018.
Heist.
I know fish tanks are expensive. I don't know how big this fish tank was. But fish tanks can get...
Really? I never knew that.
Can get quite expensive if they're real elaborate.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents, my mom and stepdad back in the day had a real nice fish tank. I mean, multi-gallon fish tank.
Whoa.
It was pretty.
Was your job to clean the fish tank?
No, I never did that. Uh-huh. I would like to feed the fish, but I would never.
How many fish did you have?
I'm not going to tell you what I would throw in there and feed the fish, though. Don't want to give that away.
Only imagine.
Why are those fish acting so weird? I don't know. They don't like Mountain Dew and Cheetos.
It's funny you mentioned these animal stealing stories, because my best friend texted me yesterday and told me that somebody tried to steal her dog out of her front yard.
Just right out of her front yard?
Yeah, in Canton. She lives up kind of near downtown-ish, maybe. I'm not sure exactly how to get there,
listen,
to be honest.
Dogs are easy. If you guys want to come and take one of my kids and lighten my load, listen, it's...
You're terrible.
You can take James. Jackson looks like he's going to be the big... strong one. I'll use him to cut grass and rake leaves.
Oh my gosh.
James will be able to do your taxes for you when he's of age.
You are so bad.
So what happened? I mean, did your friend come out of her house? And
yeah, she saw these kids trying to take the dog off the leash. Because the dog was on a leash in the front yard, you know, just walking around. And she noticed these kids walked up and they were trying to untie the dog. And she was like, excuse me. What do you think you're doing?
That's my dog.
Yeah. She's like, well, guess it's time to move.
Jeez Louise.
I know.
You would care to tell us what part of town she lives in or where she lives?
Oh, my gosh. I want to say it's over by Duber. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
I think it's over by Duber. Not positive. I generally know how to get there.
Well, hey, that wasn't the only pet stealing story. With yours, and then obviously the fish tank heist. In San Antonio over the weekend, at the aquarium, some folks stole a shark. Surveillance video has it all. Thieves took a 16-inch-long horn shark out of an interactive shark touch tank. Just walked away.
What?
Put it in a baby stroller.
Are you kidding?
The shark is known as Miss Helen. Now, they don't think there was a baby in there. It was just a disguise. To sort of get the shark in there and get it out of the premises of the San Antonio Aquarium. Police searching for Miss Helen, known as, once again, the horn shark, 16 inches long. What are you going to do with a shark?
Put it in a fish tank?
I mean, what kind of bragging rights will that get you?
That is a very good question. That is so great. People are so crazy.
I mean, you think anybody will mess with you in jail, though, if you tell them you stole a shark? I mean, if you steal a shark, you obviously have no fear whatsoever.
Right.
But that's not it, Michelle.
There's one more.
Just days after that San Antonio shark heist and the fish tank heist, we now have another animal stolen. It's a lemur this time in California.
Aww.
An unknown number of intruders broke into California's Santa Ana Zoo, setting 10 monkeys free and stealing a ring-tailed lemur named Isaac from its enclosure. Folks are trying to figure out where Isaac is at. 32-year-old lemur. Lemurs can live up to be that old? Is that like dog years or cat years?
I don't know.
Lemur, 32 years of age. The ring-tailed lemur is listed as an endangered species. Stealing one is a federal crime. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
But people that bored, they just, hey, I have some downtime, break into a zoo.
Idiots.
Let's go cause a ruckus at a zoo.
Right.
Which is just laughable. As I continue to read this story, it's important to do just that if you're talking about a story. Apparently, they did find Isaac, which is music to my ears. Get this, they found the lemur at a Marriott hotel just a few miles from that zoo in California, with a handwritten note with the lemur in a cage. This belongs to the Santa Ana Zoo. It was taken last night. Please bring it to police. Oh boy, oh boy. I'm sure it was written in crayon and the spelling was all correct and everything else.
If you could steal an animal, which one would you steal?
Oh, animal. I mean,
you don't really need any more at your house.
Don't really need. My house is already a zoo. Right now, as it is.
Same.
I am the ringmaster. $10 a pop. Kids 12 and under, $9 a pop. You all get in.
We could
see the McElroy Zoo.
Combined, we could literally have our own zoo.
Mm.
Animals, children combined, all of us.
You know how like the bearded lady at the zoo is like a thing? Folks, come check out the strange...
Where is that?
Bearded lady. It's like a myth, an urban legend.
Oh, okay.
The bearded lady.
I'm like, I've never seen such a thing.
Well, I've seen bearded women, but...
Stop. For real?
But it's like a real urban legend or a myth.
Okay.
Like the or the one-eyed giant or
purple
something.
Purple people eater?
No, not that. Not the purple people eater. I don't even know where I was going with this conversation now. Oh, you know it could be an attraction at our zoo. Please instead tell. Of come on down and see the bearded lady, you come on down and see the one and only Chadley, which everybody knows.
We would love that.
That is special admission. You need a special ticket.
Yes.
For that. We'd have to keep him in a cage and on a leash though.
Yeah, we can do that.
Caged up. Don't want any of the kids getting hurt. Anyway, thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
For whatever the heck that was right there.